Now, David Lane is HSE South West General Manager for Social Inclusion. His responsibilities include drug policies and efforts to reduce harm and support the recovery and rehabilitation for those with addictions. Last week, we spoke to residents living in Omrien in Tralee. Tracy Murphy asked David Lane about his response to Gardaí having to mount high visibility patrols in the estate because of public drug taking and the visible presence of needles and other drug paraphernalia.
It's a story that has been told in many other parts of the country, I suppose, Tracy, over a long number of years. And I suppose what it shows to us like is that while Kerry may face maybe problems that are not to the same extent as they are in other parts of the country, you know, addiction is a problem that faces every community, no matter where you're living. Sometimes as well, it's not just about addiction either. It's, you know, it's maybe some of the problems that people have in terms of their mental health and a whole range of kind of social issues as well that face each of us.
Now, the residents I spoke to, they were highly complimentary about the HSC Southwest needle exchange worker, Frank Horgan, who gets these calls, who comes to areas, he removes the needles, the foil, other drug paraphernalia, if it's stumped in places, in estates. But they're making the point that he covers Kerry and Cork. He's a huge region to cover. And at this stage, what is needed is that the HSC would appoint a dedicated needle exchange worker for Kerry alone.
Yeah, we actually have two needle exchange workers in the region here, Tracy. So we have Mauro Lakovic and Frank Horgan. So we actually have two full-time staff across Cork and Kerry. And I suppose what's important to know as well, and yes, I mean, the work that both Mauro and Frank have done over a long number of years is very admirable. It's really kind of work that makes a difference on the ground in terms of local communities and, you know, even in terms of encouraging people into treatment services, encouraging people to look at getting into recovery. They do a range of work that goes beyond removing drug paraphernalia. But I suppose what I'd like to stress, Tracy, like, is that we're not on our own in this either. We have to kind of look at how we work together across agencies as well. So that means we, you know, we've worked very well with the local authorities across Cork and Kerry on a range of different projects. And there's no difference in terms of, you know, drug litter as well. Like, you know, so local authorities do have responsibilities around that as well and have been very helpful in terms of supporting us around that. And, you know, we can't do this on our own. Of course, one man on his own cannot actually go to every community across Cork and Kerry to deal with some of the problems that arise in terms of drug litter, for instance. And that's why we have to kind of encourage and, you know, ask the support of other agencies then as well. What we've been doing with Frank and Mauro as well across the region here, across Cork and Kerry, is providing training to local communities as well, so that if they do come across drug litter, that they don't have to wait for either Frank or Mauro or staff of local authorities or others to help them to kind of deal with that drug litter. The training that's provided by both Frank and Mauro gives advice in relation to how local communities can actually be trained to actually dispose of these you know, paraphernalia as well in the local community. So if you're coming across it on a Saturday afternoon, for instance, that you don't have to wait until Monday for somebody to do something about it. We provide all of the equipment that's required, and we provide the training and the education around what to do, what not to do in certain situations.
But you could understand if people, ordinary people, would be very squeamish about trying to remove drug litter, as you call it, use needles or foil or whatever, that they would be very squeamish and they'd be worried that there might be an accident or something and they might accidentally hurt themselves in some way. So you can understand why people might be reticent about getting involved in removing the drug litter, and they might be saying quite reasonably, why should I have to do this? I'm not responsible for this.
My experience of a Tracy is actually quite different. We've actually had local communities come to us requesting training and requesting, you know, I suppose the Sharps boxes, the biohazard boxes that we use in terms of taking and removing drug litter from local communities. Like, you know, so my experience of this has been that we've been getting phone calls on it. I mean, one of the worries that I had initially when we set this program up, like, was that, you know, will we be inundated so much that we're not going to be able to keep up with the need that's there? But in fairness, like, Frank and Mauro have done quite an incredible job in terms of dealing with all of that. You know, we're not going to force any community to do that trust lab, absolutely not. Like, so we will support communities who come to us and ask for help around that and ask for, you know, maybe training in relation to that. If communities don't want to do it, absolutely not. We wouldn't expect them to do it. We will only go to communities and provide training in those circumstances when they come and ask us for it. We have a number of locations where we've delivered biohazard bins to local communities, and then the lads, what they actually would do over time then is they collect those boxes from those people who've asked for them, and we dispose of them. So we're not going to ask communities either to dispose of them. We collect them and we actually dispose of them for them.
We're speaking to David Lane, who is the HSE South West General Manager for Social Inclusion. David, could you talk us through what are in those boxes that you would give to people, to communities, if they want to remove drug litter, as you call it, needles, etc., in a safe manner? What would be in these boxes?
You would recognise them, because anyone who's ever been to a hospital, Trasa, will have seen, they'll have seen these like yellow boxes with a blue top. The first thing that we would actually be doing though, Trasa, like, is we'd provide some training to local communities, like, and also the equipment comes later. Biohazard bins are, they're empty, so there's a seal on them. So when that those boxes are closed, you can't reopen them. You can't go back into them. So, and then they're disposed of in an appropriate way afterwards. So obviously, you wouldn't be asking people to pick things up with their hands either. So we actually would provide pickers. See people with these like long poles, and they, you know, they can pick up little pieces of paper off the ground and put them into the black bags. Similar principle in terms of drug litter, transit, like, you know, so you're using pickers. You're not going anywhere near either the foil or the barrels or the pins, or you're actually using a pickers to put it into these biohazard bins, and then we dispose of them.
The Gardaí sent us in a statement as well about the situation in Omreen. The community policing unit is undertaking high visibility patrols centrally in Omreen, and are working with the Divisional Drugs Unit to reduce instances of antisocial behaviour and related crime. And also, you mentioned earlier in the interview, David, about the role of local authorities, the role of county councils. And if you could expand a little bit more as to how you see them being involved in all of this and addressing this issue.
That kind of interagency cooperation is always really important. I mean, we have drugs task forces in the region here that are interagency groups that look at dealing with some of the problems that emerge as a result of problem drug use and alcohol use within our communities. So we would meet regularly with our colleagues on those task forces with the Gardaí, with the local authorities, with probation service, with prison service, with community and voluntary sector organisations, those who are involved in delivering treatment services, the health service itself. Like, you know, so we're no strangers to kind of working with and alongside our colleagues within the Gardaí Síochána and the local authorities, and they're a hugely important part in terms of our response to this. One of the things that can really make a difference here as well is when we encourage people into recovery, when we look at getting people into treatment services, that's always preferred than the kind of the response that we're talking about here. I mean, harm reduction is hugely important, and I've been very invested in trying to kind of broaden the range of harm reduction services across Cork and Kerry. One of the first principles is keeping people alive, and then it's about kind of how can we support people into recovery.
One of the residents I spoke to in Omreen, they felt that if people didn't stop coming into their estate to take drugs, they said if things don't improve, they would consider mounting community patrols. Would you have any view on that?
I suppose my view on it is that campaigns like that can be ineffective. So, I mean, we've learned an awful lot in terms of how we support local communities and how we support individuals and their families where addiction is a very significant problem for them. We know the kinds of things that can work. We're just after coming out of a process where a citizens' assembly was held in Dublin in terms of how do we as a society respond to drugs issues in our communities. And I know for a fact in terms of the citizens' assembly, there was no mention of campaigns as like what you're mentioning in the last few minutes being effective. We do have a number of tools in terms of how we can actually make things better. The community that you're speaking about there have known Frank for some time, and Frank's work has been welcomed in the community. What we need to do in terms of responding to that now as well is how do we increase maybe Frank's work in terms of problem areas across the region here, and how do we kind of work across different agencies then as well. You've mentioned the Garda statement where they're increasing their patrols in certain areas and what have you, like, and those kinds of things are useful. But obviously, one of the big challenges then is where does it go if there's increased patrols in one part of Tralee, people will tend to go to somewhere else. I mean, the ideal situation, as I said a few moments ago, like, is to actually encourage people into treatment programs that are run through the health service, to actually encourage people to actually get into recovery. And we've been investing quite a bit as well in that over the last number of years. I mean, there's further investment in terms of addiction services in Kerry on the way over the course of this year. And I would expect it over the course of the next number of years as well. So there's some fabulous services that are running in Kerry at the moment. You know, staff who are actually giving their all. We're going to be publishing a piece of research in the next number of weeks in terms of one of the programs that we're running in Tralee, actually, Trasilac, and early indications are the results of that particular piece of research are hugely positive. And, you know, what we need to kind of be moving towards a little bit more as well is how can we prevent those kinds of things happening as much as actually intervening.
You were referencing there, David, Frank Horgan. Frank, who, as we mentioned at the start of the interview, he's one of the HSE Southwest Needle Exchange workers covering Kerry and Cork. And high praise for him and for his colleague as well for the work they do. When you said there are far more effective or better tools than in mounting, say, community patrols, what are those better tools? Is it in relation to recovery? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, it is that kind of piece where a lot of people get caught up in addiction, trust, like they don't choose that. And what we have seen over many years as well is that intergenerational piece as well in families where the cycle is unbroken. And, you know, what we need to be doing more of is investing in the likes of treatment services that can actually break that cycle. I did mention just a few moments ago the work that's happening through some of our addiction treatment programs and the research that will be published soon. But the investment in that kind of work is hugely important. Like, you know, what we are seeing at a national level and even across all of Europe actually as well, is that there are fewer people now getting caught up in terms of heroin addiction than there had been previously. Like, you know, so we're seeing an aging population of people who inject drugs. Now, obviously, there are other trends that do emerge and, you know, some of the things that we're seeing in terms of increasing cocaine use.
The findings of the effectiveness of a program in Tralee is coming out very shortly. Can you give us an indication as to what the nature of the program is?
Yeah, so look, I mean, it is literally kind of supporting people who are caught up in addiction and the outcomes that some of the people who are going through our program experience as a result of our very professional and very dedicated staff teams that we have in Tralee, Trasilac. Like, you know, so I think actually there's going to be a European interest in that as well. So the researcher who's been leading out on that, Dr. Rebecca Brennan, she'll actually, I think, be presenting the findings of that particular piece of research in Portugal in the next few months. I'm just very kind of excited at the work that has been done and, you know, the research that is telling us that some of the work that we're doing is actually making a huge difference in people's lives. Like, and for anyone who gets into this kind of work, it is all about kind of making a difference. And, you know, I can see that our teams are actually being really effective in terms of the work that they do and really supporting people to bring about meaningful change in their lives.
Yeah, there you go. That's a very interesting interview about the aspects of work that are being done, how you combat this sort of thing, where we are in the fight against the use of drugs and how you treat people. Do you rehabilitate? Do you lock them up? Very interesting stuff there. Trasa Murphy speaking to David Lane, who's got years of experience leading that sort of a fight from the HSE's point of view. I'd like to get your view on that